Evening all, it's 5:30. I'll declare the meeting open. Declaration of opening. I would like to begin the acknowledgement of the Wilman people as the traditional custodians of the land which we're meeting on today and pay respects to the elders past and present, as well as continuation of cultural, spiritual and educational practices of Aboriginal people. Our councillors, please ensure clarity and effective communication during this meeting. I kindly remind you to switch your microphone when called upon to speak. This meeting will be recorded. We have attendance. We do have a leave of absence from President Smallburger. We have no apologies. We have two leave of absence requests. One, Councillor Riley from the 9th of September 2025 to the 8th of October 2025. And myself, Councillor Paul Carrots, from the 28th of June 25 to the 3rd of July 25. Have someone move that they be accepted? Councillor Prannell, Councillor Riley, like to speak for, Kent? No, like to speak, anyone else like to speak? Put the motion, all those in favour? Carried 6-0. I have no declarations or disclosure of interest come forward. A bit question time. I've been informed no question. Confirmation of the minutes. The minutes of the ordinary meeting or council meeting held on Wednesday, the 28th of May 2025, be confirmed as a true recording of proceedings. Have someone move that, please. Councillor Van Heerden, seconded Councillor Prandtl. Councillor Van Heerden, would you like to add anything? No. Councillor Prandtl, no. Anyone else like to speak for or against? Put the motion, all those in favour? 6-0. Item 8.1, Local Emergency Management Committee. The minutes of the Local Emergency Management Committee meeting held on the 19th of May 2025 be received. Someone move, please. Councillor Prannell, Councillor Lewis, comment? Councillor Lewis, any further comment from anyone else? The motion, all those in favour? Carried 6-0. The 8.2, the Audit Committee meeting, the minutes of the Audit Committee meeting held on the 11th of June 2025 be received. Have someone move? Councillor Van Heerden and Councillor Riley. Any comment? Councillor Riley? Any further council comment? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. 111, council adopt the amended council community grant program policy contained in attachment 911A. Does someone move? Councillor Prandtl, have a seconder? Councillor Lewis, any comment? Mr. Lewis, any further councillors like to comment or against? Put the motion, all those in favour? Carried 6-0. 912, that council in 1 endorse the Shire of Boddington Access and Inclusion Plan 2025 to 2030 as contained in attachment 91.2A. 2, note the endorsed plan will be submitted to the Department of Communities for final approval. Have someone move? Councillor Prannell, a seconder. Councillor Lewis, Councillor Prannell, any comment?
Yeah, the plans seem to be fairly comprehensive, so I think it's a good thing.
Lewis, nothing. Any further comment from councillors? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. 913, that the council approved the allocation of $10,000 in annual funding to the Boddington Community Resource Centre to support the delivery of a Friday night festival and Saturday street parade events for a period of 3 years commencing in November 2025. Have someone move? Councillor Riley, Councillor Van Heerden, Councillor Riley.
I think it's something that we can look forward to arranging. The fact that we had the tourists in that weekend, it would be a good draw card for them. And it shows off Boddington quite a bit. So So yep. Let's get the community involved in that.
Yep, thank you. Councillor Van Eeden? Nothing. Any further comments? Councillor Brennan?
Yeah, just want to know, does that include the traffic management, or would that be on top? Part of it was questioning they needed traffic management or needed more help. Yes.
It is proposed that it includes the traffic management. So okay. Previous years we have funded, the Shire's funded $5,000 for the Friday Night Festival, mm-hmm. But considering there's two requests come in, we considered the recommendation should be $10,000 for both elements.
That's great, thank you.
Any further comment? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Carried 6-0. 921, that Council adopt the Shire of Boddington Local Housing Strategy 2025 to 2030 as attached at 9.21A. And two, note that further reports will be presented to Council where project-specific discussions, funding allocations, or policy actions are required to support implications or implementation. Have a mover? Prandtl, Councillor Prandtl, and seconded Councillor Riley. Councillor Prandtl?
Again, I think it gives an idea of what we require in town and possibly how we can go about achieving our goals without doubling up or spending more than we need to.
Yep. Councillor Riley?
No, I just support what Councillor Prandtl has mentioned. It's something we certainly need to look at in the future for the town in general. So,
any further comments? The motion, all those in favour? Carried 6-0. 922, that Council confirm that the Shire President and the Deputy Shire President as voting delegates for the Wowga Annual General Meeting of 2025. Two, nominates Councillor Smallberger and councillors to attend the Wowga 2025 Wowga Local Government Convention. Councillor Riley? Sorry, Lewis? You're moving?
Yes.
The seconder? I think everyone, apart from Councillor Van Eeden and Riley, went last year. Anyone wish to go again?
No. I shan't attend because going back to my leave, I will only just come out of hospital, so I'm not going to be mobile, so I shan't be attending.
The councillors being Councillor Smallberger, Carrots, Prandtl, and Lewis.
Yeah, I think it was worthwhile for meeting other councillors and presidents personally. Being my first year, and yeah, it allows you to do some networking. Thank you.
Yep. Sorry, Councillor Lewis, I should have asked you first. Any further comment? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. 923. Tender and design of construct the tourist cabins. The Council 1 accept the tender submitted by the Industrial Road Pavers in joint venture with ReadyPod for design and construction of 6 tourist cabins in accordance with the specifications on tender 2025/03 for the tendered amount as detailed in the confidential attachment 923A. 2. Notes that the exclusion of the contract will be subject to confirmation from the Western Power, and the estimated headworks costs remain within the approved total project budget. 3. Approves the total project budget of $2,540,817 in exclusive construction, site works, headworks, finishing works, and contingency allowance of variations. 4. Authorises the allocation of $750,000 from the 2024 South 32 Worsley Alumina Community Investment Agreement to the Caravan Park Cabins Project, noting that this allocation will leave the remaining balance of $1.75 million from the funding stream for other eligible projects. 5. Approve the allocation of $40,817 from municipal funds in the 2025-26 budget to support the delivery of the caravan cabins project. Yes. Someone like to move that, please? Mr. Lewis, the seconder. It's of interest. Councillor Lewis. Mike, sorry, Councillor, could you continue?
I know we've had a little bit of a discussion, reasonable amount of discussion about it. I just wonder if we need to do a bit more talking about it before we do vote on it. Seems to be some reservations about it.
Councillor Ventus.
This project's been going on for a fair while now, so since I come on the council, it was mooted way back then, but I just think it's a win-win for Boddington. Win that we've got no accommodation for families when they come out, and it's a win for local businesses because it's going to attract a lot more people in town. But we've gone through a tender process, so if you're going to discuss any further, you have to go back through another tender process, and it's going to delay it even longer. So I just think it's a great project for the town, and it should go ahead.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak for the project? That's a Rolling.
I agree mostly with Councillor Ventris, and I think we all agree basically that with these thoughts. I think possibly before we vote finally, if there's one or two or several just minor points that we need to clarify with the construction and the works specifically, if we can just identify them, and hopefully it can be done quite quickly, and perhaps just delay this till next week or till the next meeting. It's just to clarify before we spend that sort of money, just to clarify a few points.
Yep. Anything further? Like to speak against? That I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? I'll ask again. Those in favour? Against? That's carried 5-1. Point 3.1, payment listing. The council received the list of payments for the month ending the 31st of May 2025 as presented. Someone move? Councillor Lewis. Councillor Van Heerden. Any comments, Councillor Lewis? Any further speakers? A motion? All those in favour? Carried 6-0. 6.3.2, the financial report. The council received the financial statements as presented for the period ending May 31st of May 2025. Have a mover? Councillor Riley. Councillor Lewis, second. Comment, Councillor Riley?
It's all good. No.
Councillor Lewis?
No, it's all good, thanks.
Any further comment? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. 9.3.3, write-off of outstanding debtors. The council approved the following bad debt totalling $1,405.49 be written off. Mr. Lewis, have a seconder. Councillor Prandtl, any comment, Councillor Lewis?
Just no point chasing bad debt with that's going to cost you more in the long run. Yep. So.
Mr. Prandtl, any further comment? Put the motion. All those in favour? 6-0. 1.3.4, differential rates. That council 1 adopts the following rate in the dollar and the minimum rates for the differential rate category specified in 2025-26. The rating category being rural UV rural, the rate the dollar is 0.003815 with a minimum rate of $1,052. UV mining, the rate in the dollar is 0.026823 in the dollar minimum rate 1,052, UV commercial, the rate in the dollar is 0.018591, rate in the dollar, minimum rate of 1,052, and UV residential, or rural residential, sorry, is 0.00753, rate in the dollar, with a rate, a minimum rate of 1,052. Two, adopt the Shire of Boddington's statement of objects and reasons as containing attachment 934A. Three, advertise the proposed differential rates for the period of 21 days in accordance with section 6.361 of the Local Government Act 1995. And four, notes any submissions received in response to one and two above will be presented to the council for consideration at a future council meeting. Have someone move? Sir Lewis, Councillor Prandtl second. Councillor Lewis?
No, no real comment on it. I think it's fairly obvious.
Thank you. Councillor Prandtl? Further comment? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. 935 Audit Committee. That council, with regard to the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, one, approves renaming of the Audit Committee to the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. Two, approves that the amended terms of reference in accordance with attachment 9.3.5A to reflect the name change and updating membership structure. Three, notes the commencement of the expression of interest process for recruitment of two independent members to the committee in line with terms of reference. And four, sets a remuneration for independent members as $200 per individual per meeting attended. Have someone move? Sir Prandtl? Sir Van Heerden? Sir Prandtl?
Yeah, it seems to be reasonable, and the amount is reasonable considering that there's not going to be that many meetings, and they're still going to have to keep up with what comes through on information, emails and so on.
Mr. Van Heerden?
No, I just agree with the Councillor Prandtl.
Any further comment? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. There being no further business, I'll now close the meeting at 5:55 p.m. Thank you.